Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, March the 9th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we're venturing off the beaten path just a little bit, talking about some of this esoteric stuff that's mainly designed for, again, the pay-per-view audience. But I want to make sure that my regular listeners who are not a part of the program still have enough information, if needed, to do their own research to further under, over, and understand what is going on in the year of 2015. So the year of 2015 is the year of what is called the retrograde. Now, retrograde is a word that a lot of people may or may not have heard too much about. So we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this term that is called retrograde. That is a term that everybody in the esoteric community is very, very, very familiar with, because this is how they kind of determine whether or not to open a business, whether to get married, whether to take a vacation. Most of their life is governed around what is called a natal birth chart. Now, I'm not a big, huge fan of this. I do include it inside of my Dear Kinnear report. Everybody that has a Dear Kinnear report, if you look in your Dear Kinnear report, you'll have a natal birth chart that establishes the ley lines of your birth, also the cell salts that are missing inside of your body. Now, there is one biochemical salt for each month of the year. All of this information is inside of the Dear Kinnear report, so I'm not going to bore you, my regular listeners, with going over that in too much detail, but it is safe to say that people lack, everybody, because again, you stay in the womb for 9 months, okay, there's a total of 12 months, there's a total of 12 rays or energies, for lack of a better term. So what does that mean? That means that the world that we live in, there are forces. Now, the Bible talks about, and I have a book called The God of Forces. The Bible talks about the God of Forces. So, again, that's a whole other study for a whole other time. The God of Forces, certain times of the year, is in what they call retrograde. And so when we talk about the God of Forces, we talk about the cosmic law tour. Now, the world that we live in, unfortunately, is under the management. He didn't create it, but he manages it, although very poorly, but he manages it. And so when we talk about the God of forces, we must understand that in the book of Daniel, it really, really focuses on, or it talks about this God or the God of forces, and it tells us who the God of forces is. Now, most people inside of Christendom have never really done too much research on the God of forces that it talks about in the book of Daniel. For example, in the book of Daniel, it talks about the Western King. Now, one of the books that I do have, that again, that's one of the esoteric books, it's called the Western King. Now, the Western King and the tyranny of the Western King is a part of the God of Forces, which is a part of retrograde energy, and retrograde energy affects your biology. For example, there's a lot of people right now that they feel off. I've been talking to a lot of people, and for whatever reason, they can't really put their finger on it, but they feel lethargic. You know, myself, like I haven't worked out in about I work out pretty much every day. I haven't worked out in like almost 3 weeks now. I just don't, for whatever reason, I'm just not feeling it. Now, that doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I don't force it. I kind of just go with it. And so, of course, my diet, you know, usually I'm pretty strict about, for as you know, I reward myself. I go out and I eat this, that, or the other. If I go out to eat with my family, hey, I eat whatever. I'm not that anal about it. But that's been off. I've been eating everything. I've, you know, put on 10 pounds, been a little sluggish, behind on my work. It just seems like, nothing's wrong, perfect health, no problems, you know, everything is great, but something is off. That's retrograde. Retrograde, my brothers and sisters, is the under-open understanding of what is happening in the planetary realm during certain parts of the year. And most people just chalk it up as, I'm depressed. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. That way you can beat yourself up or you can go get some medication. And there's nothing wrong with you. It's just, this is the retrograde part of the year. So in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 38, let's start with verse 37, Daniel 11, 37. We're talking about the Western King. Again, very important. It reads, Daniel 11, 37, he will show no regard for the gods of his fathers or for the desire of women, nor will he show regard for any other god. For he, the Western King, will magnify himself above them all. Now, brothers and sisters, I know there should be one thing that pops in your mind when I read Daniel 11:37. Let me read it again. Everybody listening to this show, you should know who the Western King is. Let me read it again. He will show no regard for the gods, plural, more than one, of his fathers. Number one. Number two, he will have no desire for women. Let me read it again. No desire for women. Number three, he will show no regard for any other god, not only the god of his fathers, but any other god anywhere else. Number four, he will magnify himself above them all. Who fits that description? If you don't know, you might want to check, you might want definitely want to get with me on my esoteric audio and book program, so I can give you a copy of, you need to get a copy of The Western King. Now, verse 38 drops the gauntlet, because verse 38 is what we're talking about tonight. But instead, he will honor a god of forces, a god whom his fathers did not know. He will honor him with gold, silver, and costly stones and treasures. Verse 39, he will take action against the strongest of the fortress with the help of a foreign god. He will give great honor to those who acknowledge him, and he will cause them to rule over the many, and he will parcel out the land for a price. So this is all, and I break all of this down in my book, The Western King. But what I want to focus on is the God of Forces, or the God of Fortress. Now, a fortress and forces, there's two. There's the forces and there's the fortress. So this God has set up a fortress. He's like set up an establishment, if you will. And so what happens, my brothers and sisters, during the retrograde, and let's break down that term before we continue. As you know, life and death is in the policy or in the power of the tongue. So if you don't understand the definitions of the words that I'm using, I can talk all night and you won't understand a word I'm saying. So the word retrograde is two words, retro, which means a gradual grade, or retro actually means like to go backwards. Grade is a step. So retrograde is a backwards step. Let me say it again. Retrograde, again, you go to any good dictionary and it'll give you the term, but retrograde is when you take a step back. And so anytime there's retrograde energy, that means you are taking a step back. That's why you feel the way that you feel right now. Now, this doesn't happen to everybody because it depends on your natal birth chart. Because there are certain parts of the year, again, and there are certain salts that you're missing. And so the energy that's being produced by the planet. Now, I break all this down inside of my book. Again, The Ontological History of Mankind, which I thought was done. I got it from the publisher today, and the formatting was off. So everybody that has ordered that book, please bear with me. The book is entitled, again, The Ontological History. This is the true history of mankind. It's a $499 book. I understand. Very expensive. There's 600 pages worth of information. And so now the publisher, and which is another reason why I want to start publishing my own stuff, because it just slows up my production. So now I have to go back and reformat the book, and you know how it goes. But inside of this book, I break down something that talks about the planet's transmissions of what is called ray energies. Now, brothers and sisters, I've talked about this on many shows. This is what is called the electromagnetic pattern. Now, I call it thought forms. So a thought form being is an electromagnetic pattern. So there are certain energies that the God of forces, again, that are the planets that are in orbit, that they cast what is called a sea of magnetic forces. Now, this is basic science. You can go to NASA. You can call anybody, talk to anybody. And, shout out to my son. I just found out today he got a full ride scholarship to UT Austin, one of the biggest schools. You know, he wanted to go somewhere East Coast, but I'm thinking he's going to settle for the full ride presidential scholarship for astrophysics. And so and it's funny because my granddaughter, she's in town, and she always called him Rocket Man. And she's like, 2 years old. And for whatever reason, she just gave him a nickname. And the nickname was Rocket Man. And interesting that he's going into that, to astrophysics and aeronautics, if I can say it correctly. So, Kendrick, if you're listening, man, proud of you. Proud of you. He's my son. He's a senior this year and just got a full ride presidential scholarship. So this is what this talk about. Me and him talk about this a lot. My middle daughter, she's down from Minnesota. We was talking about it. She's really into this. She understands the retrograde, which simply means that the energy is turned backwards or is turned inward. And so the energy moves slower than it normally manifests. Now, this has different effects. It's the same way during a high tide and a low tide, how the moon's energy affects the tidal waves or the tides of the sea. Because it pulls, it's magnetic. So many people, again, have the feelings. Now, I don't get too much into this because some of this is Babylonian, but what I try to pull out, again, is the good stuff, which is the stuff that the enemy tries to use against us to make us feel bad. That's his only trick. He has to make you feel bad. If he can make you feel bad, you can think bad. And then it's a perpetual motion. And so many people go through life, and they are living in what is called a dulled phase. Now, some people believe that it affects your memories, your dormant memories that lies inside of your cells. Whether that's true or not, another study for another time. What I do know is a retrograde individual, anybody that is suffering from a retrograde, and if you look at your natal chart, again, it tells you what is called each planet represents one part of the clock. Basically, if you're looking at a clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and so it talks about the houses. Again, I don't really go too much into reading the natal chart except to establish what cell salt you need to eat, and also to establish what frequencies affect you positively and what frequencies affect you negatively. That's it. Everything else, I don't really get too much into reading your natal charts. A lot of people get into it, and it's great. I have no problems with it. Knock yourself out. I got bigger fish to fry. What do we need to learn? Okay, retro means, okay, I'm taking a step back. So when you are in retrograde, it means that you are in reverse. That means if you look at your Diakonia report, okay, my Diakonia report, we talked about it last night. I did a hand analysis. It says loving and caring. My Diakonia report, my life path number, says the exact same thing. So what is the reverse of loving and caring? And thank you, Sister Ellen, also for the shout-out there in the chat room. Yeah, I'm really proud of Kendrick. He's done a great job considering everything that he's been through with, you know, the divorce and all of that good stuff. He's really carried himself. Really, really proud of him. So thank you so much, there, Sister Ellen, for that shout-out there in the chat room. So the reverse of loving and caring. So this is what happens to me, and this is how I feel right now. So this is how you may be feeling. So it takes what God meant for good. And now remember, in the book of Isaiah, it says that the shadow people, they take what God meant for good, and they turn it upside down, and they put it in reverse. Now, I've talked about this in many shows. Jonathan Kleck, that's he does his entire ministry. I don't know if you've heard of Jonathan Kleck. He lives here in San Antonio as well. He takes the money and he turns it upside down. He takes Egyptology and he turns it upside down, and he shows some crazy stuff. If you've never heard of Jonathan Kleck, I think I'm pronouncing it Kleck. You got to look at his stuff. I mean, when you look at it, he sounds a little kooky, but a lot of his stuff is right on. So the enemy turns things upside down or puts them in reverse. Whatever God meant for good, he tried to use it for evil. So retrograde, that's all it means. It means that there's the God of forces that it talks about in the book of Daniel. He's the Western King. He's God over the West. Now, we think the West is just this. We don't understand the hemisphere. He's talking about an entire celestial body. While we're only looking at this planet, and I break this down inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, because it talks about that our sun is a gate for seven rays of energy. So again, the sun is a gate, and these forces go through this gate, and they are divided into seven by the seven sacred planets of our solar system. Each planet is considered a vehicle for a specific ray of light or energy or frequency or wave or vibration or whatever term that you want to use. Each one has a specific cosmic frequency, and this frequency is either masculine or feminine, and it has attributes. Those attributes are positive or negative. Now, inside of my book, I break all of this down. We've talked about the seven rays before. Now, each one of the rays, again, whether you believe this or not, totally irrelevant. There's science that proves it. A lot of this is called esoteric astrology. And when we look at these seven rays and the seven attributes, each ray has a specific attribute that it manifests. And so retrograde means that it takes that manifestation and it turns it in reverse. Now, let's go through the seven rays, and again, this is what in reverse. Ray one is considered will. Now, willpower. Anybody with life path number one, very dogmatic, very militaristic, these are all your generals, because why? It's the leader. So what's the opposite of that? You're going to be a follower. Instead of being making decisions fast, you make decisions really slow. So if you're a life path one, That's what you're doing right now. All leaders, explorers, managers, executives, dictators, they're all under this life path number. Life path number two, or ray number two, is considered wisdom. Teachers, healers, humanitarians, they're under this. So the opposite of wisdom is ignorance. So you're going to be feeling like that. Number three is considered intelligence. Now, again, these are the rays, not necessarily the life path. I think I said life path, but I should be saying ray. So there's a magnetic energy that, now, hopefully you guys have already listened to my show where I talk about the sun rays is not only heat. Now, the sun emits information or informing. So when the sun hits your skin, it is informing. It is producing a dent in your form. that's either bringing about a transformation or a deformation. So when you walk out into the sun, that's what the sun is. Now, the sun hasn't shone here in South Texas in a while. There's a reason why. The powers that be, they don't want you to walk out into the sunlight because that's how you get your information. That's how the Father communicates with you. Now, for most people, that doesn't make sense. I understand. Again, you can do the research. I've talked about this on so many shows. But the sun emits information. It also emits heat. But plants take the energy of the sun through photosynthesis, and we do the same process. We take the energy of the sun and we turn it into neurophotons, a neurological photon. When the sun sends it, it's not neurological. It's just a photon. It hits your skin, and you have melanin in your skin. That's why African Americans can absorb all of the energy in the sun. That's why they made good slaves back in the day. You put an African American out in the field, the sun energizes him instead of drains him. He work all day. I used to go jogging. I used to take my shirt off, put my little shorts on, and I used to go for anywhere from 3 to 6 miles in the sun, in the heat of the day, like from 12 noon till about 2 or 3. I used to run. But I'm back in the military days, me and my homeboys. And we were great. Now, people that are less melanated, they have to kind of tailor that with less skin. With less sun, because they got less melanin in their skin. What does that mean? That means that the rays of the sun, they don't need as much of it. Or their body can't transform it into energy that it can use into information. Now, this means that whatever is going on by the God of forces, it's the manipulation of your chi or your prana or your energy or your spirit. That's it. And so when we're talking about retrograde, whether you get all deep and esoteric and go all into it, sure, you can go. I mean, it's like anything. You could turn this into, you could worship it. But simply, the only thing you need to take away from is the word retrograde is a Latin word that actually means retros. Gratis, which means backward step in the Latin. So anytime somebody say retrograde, that's saying you're taking a step back. Now, for me, it's spiritual. Again, I don't deal with physical stuff. And so I'm dealing, okay, what does this mean spiritually? And so while everybody else is talking about cars and monies and houses, I'm talking about spirits and ruling dispositions. I'm talking about emotions. So I am a guy that's based upon love and peace. And I'm a giving person. So when I'm in retrograde, I'm not very loving, I'm not very giving, and I will be very short, have an attitude, and I don't even know why. I just wake up in the morning, pissed off. Why? Retrograde. So we was talking about those seven rays, and we got through, how far did we get? I think we got to number 3. So we did number 1, again, extreme willpower. Number 2, extreme wisdom. Number 3, very intellectual. Number 4, harmony, peace, similar to 3, but focusing more on harmony. Number five is the doozy, because number 5 is the elementals. It's elementary. That deals with the basic principles of this world, math, music, and language. Number 6, which is where I fall in, that deals, again, with love, deals with devotion, extreme devotion. So if I am sincerely devoted when it's positive, when it's negative, I'm not devoted. That shows why I've been lethargic with my shows, with my writing. Usually I'm on it, man. I have my show up. I have my notes posted. If you guys notice, I didn't post this show until an hour before it was showtime. Why? Feeling lethargic. I'm not quite as devoted as I was. But I know the deal. So I don't beat myself up about it. I'm not over here trying to figure out, I need to go call a shrink. So if you don't know this little stuff, you think something wrong with you. Somebody will walk up to you, let's say, wives, you come home and you're 6. Now, you're a devoted wife. You're always on your game. The house is clean. You always do the dishes. You always cook the meals ready. You come home and you are in retrograde, and this retrograde period can last for anywhere from a couple of days to as long as, 30 days, an entire month. So you could be off and if you don't understand this, you're going to beat yourself up. And then your husband's going to be talking trash. Hey, how come food's not ready? How come the dishes not done? Or what about my laundry? Hey, how can you iron my shirt? But if you understand this, you're not going to beat yourself up about it. Because you know that, okay, this is the time for me. Just, okay, kick back, wait for this, because you're going up against the God of forces. So I don't know if you remember when I talked about the Prince of Persia. When the Archangel Michael went up against the God of forces, he didn't go up against him. He says, the Lord God rebuked you, because he knew he was no match for the God of forces. Neither are you. Now, you got to come with some authority in the name of Yahushua, or Jesus the Christ, if you want to go up against the God of forces. And the last one we didn't talk about was Ray 7. Now, Ray 7 also covers the life path numbers 8 and 9, because there's only 7 rays, but there's 9 life path numbers. And so what does that mean? That simply means that number 7 encapsulates those last two numbers. And 7 is the ray of order. Specifically, builders, administrators, designers, that is the number for divine order. So if you are life path number 8, life path number 9, life path number 7, and you're used to doing everything decent and in order, during this retrograde period, things are going to be you're going to feel disoriented, and things are going to feel out of order. They are not. That's just how they feel. That's the energy. That's the vibe. That's the frequency. That's the wave that's being emitted through the magnetic field. Now, I don't know anybody on planet Earth that does not live in the magnetic field. Now, this is what blows me away when I talk to people, and they say, well, brother, that doesn't affect me. Okay, let me make sure you understand what you just said. So you said retrograde doesn't affect you. So let me see if you can prove your theory. I want you to come to my house and climb up on the roof and then jump off. And I want to see you float or levitate. Because retrograde energy is electromagnetic energy. It's the same thing that the whole globe, the atmosphere, every plant, including you, you just slow down vibrational energy. If I speed you up, the molecules, again, would transfigure, just like Jesus did. But you are slowed down. So when things slow down, they solidify. When you speed them up, they transfigure. That's basic physics. And so if you're telling me that this energy that the earth is made out of and everything on earth, everything is slowed down energy. That's what Einstein got, is E equals MC squared. So energy slowed down to the speed of light squared equals mass. Energy sped up by the speed of light squared equals spirit. If you want to return back, you got to reverse engineer it. That's all retrograde energy is. Retrograde energy is understanding that this energy, again, affects us. Now, where it gets confusing for a lot of people is how it affects you. Meaning that there are different, and that's where your natal chart comes in. So when we're looking at somebody's natal chart, that means that there are certain ways by which you have to read the chart. Now, when people look at the natal chart and they are looking at it, what you are seeing is the path of the planet as it travels through the sky, according to your zodiac and according to, again, your celestial, what they call a celestial canopy. Another study for another time. But basically, all it's saying is retrograde means, and they say if you look up in the sky, that the planet will appear like it's actually going backwards. I mean, the actual position of Venus, Mars, if you would look up in the sky, they actually look like they are stationary or actually going in reverse. That means retrograde or backwards. And so anytime, again, especially according to all of the ancient Greeks, they like really used to get into all of this ancient, you know, astrology. But in astrology, as individuals, the only thing that we got to be concerned with is how the planetary effects of retrograde impacts and influences our behavior as it travels through the sky. That simply means as the planets rotate, or they're on their orbit, or planets do their thing, the planet, again, movement and energy is different than normal. And this, again, spin, or this, science really don't know. All they know is that it has a reverse effect on our world. They don't know why. Well, I'm sure somebody has a lot of ideas, But really, and I've read quite a few of them, but all they know is that the energy from these planets affect our Earth in different ways, and it results in our biological feelings and activities. It actually even alters the communications between people. So you and your man will be getting along great. You and your children will be getting along great. All of a sudden, y'all can't communicate. And it also messes up with the animals. You know, some people go as far as like when whales beach themselves or when birds lose their ability to navigate or bats use their sonar and they start flying in the buildings because, again, they're in retrograde. It throws off the natural course of nature, if we want to use that term. Each planet has its own unique cycle that goes around the sun. Now, that cycle determines the frequency and the duration of the retrograde period. Let me say that again. As the planets circle in orbit around the sun and around our planet, the frequencies of each planet as it passes by the sun and as it passes by us, depending on how long or short it takes the planet to go past the sun, that determines the frequency or the amount of time that the retrograde period affects us. Now, each one of us are born during a specific time of the year. We call it the zodiac. So every zodiac sign stays in retrograde for a certain period of days. Now, you can do the research. I'm not going to get into all of the astrological characteristics of each person's birth based upon your personal birth chart. That would be way too long. And again, that's a lot of Babylonian astrology. I mainly only use theocentric or biblical alphanumerics. I don't really get too much into this. But what I wanted to express was when I was talking to people and they was telling me about how they was feeling and what was going on. And some people was having negative things happening in their life. And I've known about this for years because I've had about it. But I started thinking I've never actually did a show on it. Now, one of the things also is the greed factor, the power factor. This comes up quite a bit during the retrograde period. Certain people, it brings about the corruption. That's the only way I can put it. It stimulates corruption in certain people. Now, brothers and sisters, this sounds like, when I first, like again, everything I've been teaching, in fact, everything that I'm teaching this year, the entire year of 2015, I learned 20 years ago, and I rejected it, and I went back to the church, and I was like, because when they called me, because the people who presented to me, they was wizards, they was warlocks, they was, you know, they was Wiccans, they was Satanists, and they was into all of this stuff, and they was telling me all this stuff about sex magic, and they was telling me all of this stuff about talismans, a lot of stuff dealing with. I've done one show on color alchemy. I got to do another show and break that one down for you guys as well. Stones, stone magic, all of these gems, all of this stuff that was presented to me when I was involved in certain esoteric information. I was like, man, this is whack. This can't be true. Because when they told me where they got it from, they got it from Judah, the tribe of Judah. And I was like, there's no way you could have got it from Judah because Yahushua came from the tribe of Judah. And then they started, as they told me, do your history. So I did. And when I did my history, and they said, first thing they told me is start at the foundation. And I would encourage you guys to do the same thing. Start at the root. You know, don't start at the top of the tree and start your studying with the leaves and with the fruit. Go get into the tree, go down to the root, go down to the seed. Find out the seed that the tree grew from. That's where your answers are at. So I found out what was Judaism, who started Judaism, where did Judaism come from? Nobody talks about the Chaldeans. Nobody talks about Abraham's father. Who was Abraham's father, and where was he from? Because Abraham is the father. He had a son, Isaac. You know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everybody talks about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's great. Who was Abraham's father? Where was he from? What did he believe? If you answer that question, You would just start the beginning. That's Christianity 101. Abraham's father, where was Abraham from? I've done many shows on it. If you start there, everything that I'm saying tonight will make crystal clear sense, because then you're gonna be you'll be introduced to Molech. And you'll find out where all of these knuckleheads and what they're talking about and why they laugh at most believers. Because most believers have never done the research. They just go to church on Sunday. They never stop and ask why. I didn't. My mom went. Her grandmother went. Everybody went. So I went too. Became licensed and ordained and started preaching. Then I found out, because I saw what was going on behind the scenes, I saw a lot of retrograde activity. And I was a part of that retrograde activity, and I thought my retrograde activity would stop. It didn't. I got more powerful. I got more corrupt. Stealing, the lying, the cheating, everything that I was doing became more flamboyant. And I couldn't understand why until I got into understanding how all witches and all shamans, especially the shamans, them knuckleheads are experts in understanding all this past life stuff and reading a retrograde chart. I would not advise you to go out and seek one out. I would not advise you to get into this astrological chart and these natal birth charts that are online. All of them people are, and I used to be one of them. That's why I can talk about them. Now, they do this for financial wealth and financial gain. And again, nothing wrong with that. But the problem that I have and still have is it gives you an unfair advantage on the playing field. Now, you guys may not understand what I'm saying, but all I'm saying is those people, they know stuff. They know how to manipulate chi and prana. They can do stuff to you, and they don't have to be in the same country as you. They could be in Zimbabwe, and you could be in downtown Dallas. All they need is a photograph and your legal name. That's it, and it's a wrap. And so when I started seeing what was being done to people unknowingly, now, the government does this, too, with this MLK mind control stuff. Who you think taught the government how to do all this stuff? This is all retrograde, because we were never taught anything about planets. All we know were they were planets. Nobody said anything about Jupiter. Nobody explained what Jupiter is. Most people listening to this show don't know. A movie just came out. Jupiter ascending, Jupiter rising or ascending, Jupiter ascending. You haven't seen that movie? You might want to go check it out. The truth is hidden in plain sight. Nobody told me anything about Saturn. Anybody told you anything about Saturn? Anybody told you about that hexahedron or the hexagon that's on top of Saturn? What about Mars? You ever look at the face that's on Mars? What about the pyramid? Did anybody ever tell you that the pyramids on Mars are exactly like the pyramids that's in Egypt? Why did the pyramids on Mars? Who was up there? I thought Mars was uninhabitable. What about in the movie The Transformers? The last one, or not the second to the last one. Where did they go? Mars. Where were the Transformers from? Mars. What is they saying about the Transformers? Transform. Trans, that means to change form. Now, I've done the show on programmable mass or matter. This is retrograde stuff. Retrograde stuff is the ability, again, to transform. That's all it means. You can go forwards and backwards during certain times. That's why there are certain rituals that are only carried out during certain months and during certain times of the year because of the planetary alignment, because of the star systems. Now, there's some stuff, brothers and sisters, that will really blow your cookies. But again, that's not the purpose of tonight's show. Tonight's show is to get you to understand why you feel the way you feel. Now, some people are very, again, jovial right now because the retrograde has a different effect on you. Remember I said earlier, some people are actually more criminal or sensual or sexual. And so you have this power. Some people are more intuitive. Some people are less intuitive. But the goal is to make sure that you understand that this energy again, it's not necessarily good or bad. It's just a part of our planetary system. It is part of the what I call the flow and the balance of life. Some people will have an increased interest in esoteric matters. Some people are going to have more dreams. Some people will have more psychic abilities. Your sixth sense is going to be on point. Some people are going to be able to analyze certain things. Some people, your immune system is going to be lowered. This retrograde, all of a sudden, you picking up, you don't even have allergies, and you walk around sneezing like there's no tomorrow. Never had allergies before in your life, and all of a sudden, you got all of these problems. You're sneezing, you're coughing, skin is itchy, you got dry, itchy skin. You don't know what's going on. Why? You're oversensitive. Your immune system now, it's very easy for you to develop any kind of a dis-ease because of the change in the magnetic field and how it affects your body. Some people, again, will be more prone to drugs than to alcohol. Some people, again, mental illness. Why? It's affecting your brain. And so all of this stuff that's happening and you don't know why, just all of a sudden, now you're chugging along, and then all of a sudden you having dreams and you got visions or you eating a lot. You don't know why, but you just knocking down everything that ain't moving. And you normally don't eat that much, but you just feel really hungry. Some people, you lack confidence. All of a sudden, man, you talk to anybody. Some people, you have confidence. Now you lack confidence. What happens during the retrograde period is your normal personality is in reverse. So if you don't get anything else from tonight's show, analyze yourself, analyze your feelings, and see how you are acting right now, because we are in what they call Jupiter's retrograde. Now, each planetary retrograde is a little different. I wish I could sit here and go through each one of the planets and tell you what is happening during each planet. But since we are under Jupiter, which is why they came out with the movie, Jupiter Ascending or Jupiter Rising, whatever the name of the movie is, it's in the Hollywood box office right now. It's talking about Jupiter. Now, Jupiter, every 12 years, Jupiter travels around the sun. It takes Jupiter 12 years to make one cycle around the sun. So this period of Jupiter retrograde, which we are in right now, only happens every 12 years. Guess what? Guess what the symptoms are? It's going to blow your cookies. Y'all sitting down? You got your glass of water ready? So this is what's going on right now. So every 12 years, Jupiter passes by the sun. And as it passes by, this position, this effect, this retrograde period, again, affects everybody in a 5 to 8 day period. So roughly, let's say about a week. So this is what's going to go on. Now, depending on your birth, whether you are, you know, whether you're born in January, February, March, April, it affects everybody differently depending on their birth date. Excuse me. And your birthplace. So it could be as the shortest period of time, 5 to 8 days, but the longest period of time, 4 months. Let me say that again. So depending on when you were born and where you were born, this, what I'm getting ready to share with you, will last 5 days to 8 days. That's the shortest period of time. The longest, 4 months. So you're going to be feeling like this for 4 months. Now, what are you going to be feeling? So when Jupiter affects people in a holistic manner. So during this retrograde period, it causes what they call a reevaluation of ethics. During this period, your spiritual beliefs and your spiritual position is in jeopardy. Your ability to exercise law, order, or acceptable behavior, now you're reevaluating it. So you will find yourself doing stuff that you've never done in your life, and you're wondering why. So you never, ever stole something. And all of a sudden, you know, you go in, when I say, you know, you're at the checkout counter and the girl doesn't, you know, see, you know, you got a bag of salt or, you know, you got a bag of chicken feed or dog food underneath the basket. You know, normally, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, I got a dog food underneath the basket. Oh, I didn't see that. So she rings it up. But this time, she doesn't ring it up. You notice it. You don't say nothing. You scroll on out the door, load up that dog food, that, you know, the salt for the water softener or whatever. You're going on home. What about somebody gives you too much change? Normally, oh, sir, I gave you a 10 and you gave me back, you know, $10.58, you know, and you purchased something that basically should take all of your money. He gave you back the incorrect change. So normally you're like, okay, no problem. But this time, I just got blessed. It's amazing how when something bad happens, we say, God, oh, thank you, Father, for this blessing. Yeah, I don't know if God blesses like that. But that's another study for another time. Anyway, during this period, brothers and sisters, again, anywhere from 5 to 8 days on the short end of the stick, 4 months on the long end of the stick. During this time, the society and the culture is challenged. We can see that going on right now. People examine their viewpoints. People look at things a little differently. Your behavior that used to be unacceptable, now, yeah, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Because Jupiter, again, when Jupiter is in retrograde, that means that you are searching for what I call ethics, which is really value, which is the feeling of being loved, valued, and respected. During this time period, either you don't give a rip if somebody loves, value, and respect you, or all of a sudden now you are clingy. You need to be loved, valued, and respected. You don't know why. Normally, you are self-sufficient. You don't need no outside chatter. You don't need nobody in your Kool-Aid telling you how great you are. But if this is your time, now for whatever reasons, yeah, you need to be told that. Why? Jupiter retrograde. Now, the thing I like is that a lot of people, they hear stuff like I did. Now, remember, I did the same thing. 20 years ago, I read all this stuff. I said, man, this is a bunch of hogwash. There is no way. You know, I just say, you know, hey, Jesus is all I need to know. And that's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm a teacher. So I can't teach. I'm going to teach something I don't know. So I had to ask the Father, I need to understand this. Because it was affecting me. And the more I started researching, the more I started understanding, then I started seeing it, not only in myself, but in my family and in my children. So you probably feel bogged down or you feel boxed in by routine, by rituals, and you feel like a cat inside of a box. You are clawing to get your way out. Right now, if you are in the retrograde and you are in that period, you are starting, you've probably already been doing it. You're feeling, or you have a really strong feeling of disappointment. You don't know why. Or you have a feeling like something is coming to an end. And your spirituality is mixed. It's mixed with spirituality and intellectualism. In other words, you got faith, and then you got science. Now, I combine the two. But doing retrograde, my science challenges my faith, and my faith challenges my science. I've been going through that, and I had to stop, and I had to realize, oh, okay, what's going on? And I had to go back, look at my charts, read some of my old notes, and when I was going through and re-editing my book on the ontological history of mankind, and I was reading through the chapter dealing with esoteric astrology, I went over my notes on retrograde. And I looked and I said, you know what? I bet you this is Jupiter. It only happens every 12 years. And so last time it happened was 12 years ago. And then I thought about, oh, that movie, Jupiter Ascending, is out. Oh, that's why they released the movie. And I did my research. Bam, we in Jupiter's retrograde. That's why Hollywood came out with the movie. And so that's why I feel. That's why I've been off my mojo, so to speak. My devotion and commitment. I'm still plugging it away, but I feel I'm not as into it. I'm still doing it, but I have to force myself. Whereas before, man, I was up and get my little 3 hours and I was up ready to rock and roll. And so this feeling, again, if it is not addressed, jeopardizes your position spiritually. It could jeopardize your marriage. It could jeopardize your job. You could go to your job and you could say something cray-cray and you end up getting fired. And then you sit at home unemployed and you're like, after Jupiter's ascending is gone and the retrograde is gone, you're like, why did I say that? I never do that. That's like totally outside of my character. What came over me? Your inner voice, your conscious and your intuition is, and your gut feeling, women, that women's intuition, yeah, it's gone. It's at an all-time low right now. And so you need to rely on what you normally would do, because you may not be quite as in tune with your feelings, with that internal inner voice, that small voice, that conscious that tells you, yeah, don't do that. That you may not be, it may not be coming in quite as loud and clear as it normally do, and you end up taking more risk, or you end up doing stuff that you normally wouldn't do. And so the biggest thing is you find yourself associating with or venturing off your normal spiritual path. Now, again, brothers and sisters, we could go through, there's a lot of more stuff dealing with the Jupiters. And again, that's the most important one because, I mean, Neptune has a retrograde. Uranus have a retrograde. Saturn has one. But Jupiter, with the Jupiter retrograde, you become very, very pessimistic instead of optimistic. You lack energy. You lack imagination. You turn to what is called the dark side of giftedness. For me, okay, loving and caring. Now all of a sudden, I'm not interested. I don't want to, you know, it's all about me, my foe, and no more. And so I have to understand that. And I got to force myself to be more loving because that's what people are used to. So I find myself being withdrawn. And I need to stick to as being as normal as possible because I understand, this will be gone. Max 4 months. If I'm lucky, 5 to 8 days. So Jupiter in retrograde is what is going on during this period of time. Now, everybody, some people are not affected at all. Some people are really affected. Thankfully, it doesn't really affect me that much, number one, because I'm aware of it. Now, remember, whatever you are aware of doesn't affect you as much. Why? You can prepare for it. It's like anything. If you know I'm getting ready to do something, you can take precautions to guard against it. But if I punch you in the gut unexpectedly, yeah, it's going to pull all the air out of your balloons. But if you know I'm getting ready to punch you in the gut, you're going to tighten up your stomach muscles. You're going to, you know, if you know well in advance, you may eat a little less. So that way, if I punch you really hard, it doesn't make you nauseous. And so if you know something is coming, you can prepare for it. And that's all this does. It gives you additional information so that way you can prepare for what's coming on. Now, again, this retrograde period also happens with the other planets, and it affects you in other ways. So after Jupiter passes by, then I don't know which planet is next. After Jupiter, I want to say, what's after Jupiter? Mercury. So after Jupiter comes Mercury, and then it goes back up to the beginning, which is the first planet, which is Neptune. And it just rotates. Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury, and then it starts back up again. But again, it only happens, this is a long period that it separates it from. So from the time that it comes by, there's a gap where we return to what is called normal. The normal electromagnetic spectrum is on the planet. If you have a retrograde planet in your birth chart, and that's where you find it at, but again, that's another study for another time. Again, it is just letting you know there's going to be some experiences that you may have that's going to be the high. Now, again, some people who are normally negative, it makes them positive. So you ever met somebody, they just have a bad disposition? They probably doing something for you, especially if you got a friend. Now, try to think about somebody that you know that got a bad, every time you see them, they just got a bad disposition. And now try to contact them. Do a little experiment. Think of somebody that you know that always got a bad attitude. And see if they got a good attitude now. Call them up and see if their energy is different. Just notice it. And if somebody who you know that's always upbeat, always nice, always kind, you know, that little old lady in the neighborhood that always, you know, baking cookies and helping everybody, yeah, go by her house now. And, see what kind of reception you get. That's just Jupiter's retrograde. So my brothers and my sisters, that was it for tonight. Short and sweet. I just want to make everybody, I was thinking about that earlier today. I was going to do another show dealing with something else. And I thought about the fact that I totally forgot about that movie. And going back, as I was going through my notes and I went back through it because I was editing the book again because of some formatting errors. And then I thought about the fact that a lot of people probably have not heard of the retrograde and how it affects human behavior. Now, this goes a whole lot deeper. This was just introductory level because, again, what I'm doing in 2015 is all of the deep stuff. I'm putting it on a separate audio, and I'm putting it inside of my 10 books. And, again, I sent out a show that I did earlier today. It said I'm going to be sending out the emails once a month. So for everybody that supported the $400 Club, again, you'll get those 20. You'll get one package in the mail. It will be your 20 audio programs on a USB, and it will be your book. For everybody else, again, I advise everybody, at least I think I did, but there's, again, in closing, 25, 50, and 75. Everybody that's part of the $25 Club, again, you get the two audio programs per month, and at the end of the year, I will be sending you one book of the 10. And I may give you the option, or I may just select one for you and send it out. I haven't decided on how that's going to work. That's for the $25 a month. Everybody that's a part of the $25 a month club, again, you receive those two audios per month, which give you 20 audios for the year and the one 600-page book out of the 10 books that I got. For everybody that gives the $50, again, make the donations at the website, masterteacher33.com. Anybody that donates $50 or more, you will receive four audios per month at the end of each month for a total of 40 audios for the year, and you will receive two books, again, for supporting me for the next 10 months at the $50 a month level. For everybody that gives $75, $100, $75 to $100, again, $75 or more, you will receive eight audio programs per month, which is a total of 80 for the year, and three of the 10 books. So those books will be sent again towards the end of the year once I get them all completed, so that way I can select the ones based upon what I think would be best suited for you, or I will allow you to go through and say, hey, Brother Will, I think I need the book on sex, gender, and spirituality, or I need the book on the, the metaphysics of Christ, Christos, and Creo. Or you may say, I need the book on the metaphysics of Yah and Yahuwah, and some of the other books that we're going to be discussing here in the next coming days. And then last but not least, everybody that's a part of the $400 a month. So anybody that's, $400 a month, you guys getting everything that I do for the entire year. So at $400 a month, again, you're getting 20 audios a month and one book a month. That gives you a total of 200 audio programs and all 10 books at the end of the year. Again, everybody that's a part of the $400 Club, you get one book a month and 20 audio programs on your little USB. And if you guys want it on a CD, let me know. I can do the CDs as well. I've always used USB where you just plug it into your computer and boop, it just you just bring it up and you just listen to the program. But if you want something that you can you can take USB with you, but some people may want the audio programs on a CD. If you want the audio programs on a CD, especially if you're part of the $400 a month club, because it's a lot of information at the end of the year. It's 200 1-hour audio shows, and so that gives you 20 for the month and one book every month through the rest of the year. So that way, at the end of the year, you'll end up with 10 books and 200 audio shows. So that's it. Those are all of the different ways you can partner with me, $25, $50, $75 a month, or the granddaddy, $400 a month for everything, not only these shows, but also the private shows, which, again, there are 200 private audio shows that I'm doing, one of which is the show that I did tonight, just a little deeper study into retrograde energy. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always come in the name of the Father. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity.
God bless.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.